The processional hymn, 584, Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild restless sea.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice sounding, saying, Christian, follow me. As of old apostles heard it by the Galilean lake, turned from home and toil and kindred, leaving all for his dear sake. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden shore. From each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, Savior,
meeting which took place last week. So today we introduce our parish's newly elected church wardens and select vestry, diocesan synod person and supplementalist, and parochial nominator and supplementalist. Could I please ask the church wardens and select vestry to stand where they are, please? The duties of the church wardens include to keep the register of vestry persons with the incumbent, to maintain order during divine service, and to see that the church and churchyard are not used for any profane purpose, and also certain functions in connection with the graveyard. George and Larry, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations? The duties of the select vestry include, subject to any regulation of the diocesan synod, to have control and charge of all parochial charity and church funds, to provide all the requisites for divine service, and to keep the church and other parochial buildings in a proper state of repair and cleanliness. Select vestry members, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations? You may be seated. Could I ask the diocesan synod person and the supplementalist diocesan synod person to stand, please? The role of the diocesan synod person, and if required, the supplementalist, is to represent the parish at the annual diocesan synod, which meets to conduct the business of the Diocese of Dublin or more. Abby and Virginia, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations? And finally, the parochial nominator and the supplementalist, if you would stand, please. The role of the parochial nominator, and if required, the supplementalist, is to represent the parish on a board of nomination, which would be called upon to choose a new rector if a vacancy in the incumbency arises inside the next 3 years. Hilary and Sally, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfil these obligations? Let us pray. Our Lord and Master, we remember how in the early church many were called to be fellow workers in Christ. Hear us now as we pray for those who have begun their terms of appointment as church wardens, lead wardens, members of the select vestry, diocesan synod persons, and parochial nominators. Help them to know your will in all the affairs of the church, to be guided by you in their duties, and gladly to devote their individual talents in your service here. So may we be a people united in serving you and witnessing to your name. Amen. And may God bless and direct you all in your work for him during your terms of office. Today is the day each year when we remember St. Luke in our church calendar. St. Luke, we believe, was a doctor, as well as the man who left us two very important books in the New Testament. It is an appropriate day to thank God for the skills of those who work in the medical and nursing profession, in whatever capacity, who are working tirelessly in our hospitals and health service at this very challenging time. Later today, this service will be available on our parish website and on CD. Remember, as you listen to it, you are connected to other parishioners who are doing the same, as well as to some people living overseas who also like to tune in to our services. Take comfort from the fact, and that you share the same faith and hope as they do. In this way, you are staying connected to the family of the church, a wonderful thought as we are about to celebrate this St. Luke's Day. The Lord be with you. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips.
And our lips shall obey your grace.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, yet now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The psalm appointed for this morning, number 54,
which we shall say by alternate division of verses. Save me, O God, by your name.
And vindicate me by your power.
Hear my prayer, O God.
Give heed to the words of my mouth.
For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless seek after my life.
They have not set God before them.
Behold, God is my helper.
It is the Lord who upholds my life.
May evil rebound on those who lie in wait for me. An offering of a free heart will I give you.
And praise the name of the Lord, for it is gracious.
For he has delivered me out of all my trouble.
And my eyes have seen the Lord of my enemies.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Chapter 35, beginning at verse 3. Strengthen the weak hands, and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The canticle, Urbs Fortitudinis.
Reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord,
the righteous judge will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon. For Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful in my ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will pay him back for his deeds. You also must beware of him, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first offence, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Canticle Benedictus.
Believe in God.
I believe in God. the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the Queen. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, you called Luke the physician, whose praise is in the Gospel, to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. By the grace of the Spirit and through the wholesome medicine of the Gospel, give your church the same love and power to heal through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gracious God, we give you our thanks for all that you have made known to us from the Scriptures about our own need and about Jesus our Saviour. We confess our failure to be as concerned as we should be for others who have the same need but do not know him. We ask that you will awaken each one of us to the responsibility we have before you for those who need the words of peace, and through Jesus Christ, which we have a sacred duty to make known to them. Then, Lord, give us ready hands, a loosened tongue, and an overflowing heart, that we may faithfully serve you and our neighbour to your glory.
Amen.
We pray that we may be instruments in relieving others' needs. Almighty Father, giver of life and health, we beseech you for the millions of people in the world who are suffering. We acknowledge the richness of your goodness toward us, and we pray for grace to show our thankfulness by working and giving to relieve the needs of those who are in want. We ask it in the name of him who is the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for those in positions of responsibility in both church and state, and those whom they serve. Almighty God, you know that everything is in your sovereign control. We ask that you will assist us in keeping this new wave of coronavirus from continuing to spread. Give all in official positions of responsibility the ability to appropriately admit people arriving from other countries. Help people to consider staying at home instead of travelling or going out needlessly. Remind people to wash their hands properly. And while it may be heartbreaking, comfort families who decide to keep their distance from senior or other high-risk family members or relatives. In Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We pray for ourselves as we seek to identify and fulfill the vocation and ministry to which God is calling us. Lord God, as we praise you for all the people in the Bible whom you called to serve you, we remember how some doubted not the reality of their calling, but their own ability to fulfill it. And we ask you now to call men and women to your service. We pray that you will assure them of your own unlimited resources available to all who obey you. Teach us to be supportive of them in fellowship, in prayer, and in giving. So may your church be built up to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The grace
of
our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 460, For All Your Saints in Glory, For All Your Saints at Rest. Power and glory. through the written word and through the spoken word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we are remembering St. Luke. Over 2,000 years and 2,000 miles away from where it all began. From where the fire lit in Bethlehem threw out sparks, becoming a worldwide conflagration. The local movement that leapt its bounds and spread through the known world is one of the great stories of the Christian tradition. Today, we remember the person responsible for starting to tell it. It's Luke who tells us how this new faith spread and challenged power structures, bringing new values which remain with us today. It's Luke who tells us how the known world came to understand God with us in a new way. We have few references to Luke, only three in the New Testament. In 2 Timothy, he's referred to as one of the disciples who travelled beyond the Holy Land, sharing the story of Jesus. He's thought to have been a companion of Paul and to have hailed from Antioch in present-day Syria. In Colossians, he's called Luke, the beloved physician. This Luke may or may not have been the author of Luke's gospel. We cannot be absolutely certain. But Luke's next text tells us he aimed to leave a record of events. So he was something of an historian in the ancient tradition. He wrote with flair, imagination and creativity, building on sources and treating them artistically. His work is full of drama, trials, speeches, miracles, courtroom scenes, travelogues. The author of Luke's Gospel almost certainly also wrote the book of the Acts of the Apostles, which picks up what happened after Jesus' death and resurrection and tells us how his story spread through the Mediterranean. Today we are remembering a profoundly significant figure, the writer of Luke's Gospel and the Book of Acts, who is responsible for over a quarter of the New Testament, a writer who introduces a whole new world to us, and a writer who has shaped our understanding of the spread of Christianity. Luke's particular preoccupations have dramatically shaped Christian tradition. He presents a very particular vision of Christ. He emphasizes parables which demonstrate Christ's interest in the poor and marginalized. We find stories of women, children, the outcast, and the disabled. Luke warns us about the dangers of wealth and consistently demands courage and generosity. Luke turns our ideas of blessedness on their head. For instance, the tax collector is closer to God than the man of religion. The prodigal son captures his father's heart to the chagrin of his proper elder brother. In Luke's upside-down world, the broken, the isolated, the poor and the lost are welcomed and find a home. There is change, shifting movement and ceaseless journeying as the story of Jesus crosses boundaries, taking root in new places and disturbing the status quo. shimmering with the sense of a world on the move, our readings today offer a glimpse of what lies at the heart of Luke's writing. They speak of the kingdom of God. In Isaiah, we're pointed to a vision of radical transformation. In the passage from 2 Timothy, disciples of Jesus, including Luke, need courage, daring, and willingness to embrace new values. And the gospel of the day, which we didn't read this morning, Luke points us to a pivotal and unique moment when Jesus begins his journey towards Jerusalem and sends disciples ahead of him. Describing the sending out of 70 rather than 12 disciples, Luke points to the memories, history, culture, and key aspects of the Jewish tradition in which Christianity has its roots, much and such as Moses' choice of 70 elders to be helpers in the wilderness. We read about that in the Old Testament book Numbers. The gospel offers an echo of the past, but also anticipates the spread from the Jewish to the Gentile world. This is the crucial move which is responsible, ultimately, for the leap from first century Jerusalem to 21st century Great Britain and Northern Ireland. From then to now. Did you notice? Twice Jesus tells those he sends out to eat whatever is set before you. His is a profound challenge. Disciples of Jesus will be called to go to new and unfamiliar places. Dietary laws may be challenged. Identity will be challenged. Witnessing to Jesus is a risky business. Luke's Jesus challenges his disciples, including us, including you and me, to allow our values to be overturned and to let the kingdom come close in new and startling ways. Luke tells us the kingdom is close for those who have little. Luke tells us the kingdom is close for those who are different. Luke tells us embracing a vision of God with us demands open-heartedness and courage. Luke tells us there are no boundaries that cannot be crossed in the kingdom of God, and no laws which can govern the limits of Christ's presence with us. Time and again, he challenges our assumptions. We are called to rethink and rework our values. No wonder then we still remember Luke, this teller of an ancient and modern tale, who shows us courage, generosity, radical inclusion, and acceptance of the other, who shows us humanity lighting a beacon and daring to be different in the name of Christ, and who shows us that even here, now, in our lives together, with all their unprecedented challenges, the kingdom of God is with us. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as his most justly due all right, might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. The collection will not be taken at this point in the service. It may be left in the basket in the church porch on your way out. The hymn, Church of God, Elect and Glorious.
knows no limits, grace which meets all human needs. God has called you out of darkness into his most glorious light, brought his truth through life within. Blindness into sight. Let your light so shine around you till God's name is glorified and all find fresh hope and purpose in Christ Jesus.
Next weekend, and to put your clocks and watches back
1 hour. At 12 noon on Sunday, there would be Harvest Parish Communion. The preacher would be the Reverend Stephen Fielding, the rector of St. John's Parish Magone in Belfast. At 7 o'clock, there would be service of the Word. The special preacher on that occasion would be the bishop. Those intending to be present at either service, please inform George McCurdy or Hilary Edgar. Their contact details are included in a letter already posted to parishioners and in the latest parish magazine. Harvest Appeal envelopes have also been distributed with the recent magazine, and they may be returned at either service next Sunday. Recessional hymn, Go at the Call of God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.